Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New census data just out reveals a lot about how cities and towns across the state are changing. Cape Cod and the Berkshires have lost population in the last 10 years, while Worcester County and the islands have grown the most. Those are some of the headlines from the release of the census data yesterday, a release with some unexpected drama, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The drama came from Secretary of State Bill Galvin. He held a press conference to announce that Boston had lost population in the last 10 years. Immediately, Mayor Tom Menino's office jumped in to point out that the city has grown. Galvin's staff checked their numbers, and by the afternoon, Galvin was holding a second press conference. The lesson?
Always check your math.
Now that the numbers are in, cities and towns have until June to redraw their precincts. Once that's done, the state legislature can start redrawing congressional districts. Massachusetts is losing a district. Galvin knows firsthand that the legislators redrawing districts can expect a lot of pressure. He served on one of the committees that redrew the districts the last time Massachusetts lost representation in Congress.
I'm quite sure that every member of Congress is sitting with their calculator, adding up all the towns on the website and figuring out what their population is, and taking out their wish list of what they'd like and their dispose list, what they'd like to get rid of, and figuring out where they want to go.
Politicians try to shed communities that vote against them and keep communities that support them. This year, one member of Congress will lose his or her seat. The numbers don't predict which member it will be, but they tell other stories. For instance, that some parts of the state are losing people. The Cape, for one. Galvin says it's because so many Cape retirees were still in their Florida homes on April 1st, the day of the census.
Absentee ballots are frequently sent. You have a lot of people who spend the winter months in Florida. For tax purposes, might well be residents of Florida.
But our own reporting has also found that families have been leaving the Cape because it costs too much to live there and because jobs are getting scarce. The Berkshires are also emptying out. The census tells a different story about which communities are growing. Asians now make up 5% of the population, blacks 6%, and Latinos 9%. The census won't reveal until Thursday where the growth in Asians, blacks, and Latinos has been the greatest. That information will be key to redistricting, because the legislature can pretty much do what it wants in redistricting, except dilute the voting power of minorities. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.